بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we learned of one effective way of dealing with the jealousy that one may have towards somebody or ill feelings that one may harbor towards somebody else. How this can be eradicated and one effective way of dealing with it and having it removed from one's heart, and that is by making dua for the person against whom you harbor jealousy or against whom you harbor some ill feelings. Another effective way is to think and ponder over the effects of jealousy, how serious the effects of jealousy are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the hadith, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْحَسَدْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, be careful of hasad, jealousy. If you, in other words, if you notice that you suffer from this malady and this illness of jealousy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not ignore it. Have it treated. And you should go to the specialist to have it treated and to learn how to deal with it and how to overcome it. Why? Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, Al-Hasan, يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارَ الْحَطَبُ. Because jealousy consumes your good deeds. It consumes, it burns out your good deeds. Just the way fire consumes firewood, dry firewood. Picture that scene. You have dry firewood. Within minutes, the fire consumes it and it is reduced to ashes. And those ashes can be easily scattered in the atmosphere. Rasulullah says the same thing happens with your good deeds. Jealousy, if you do not treat it and you allow yourself to harbor jealousy towards another person for whatever reason, Rasulullah says that what it does to your good deeds, it consumes your good deeds. So you carry out so many good deeds, but then jealousy just comes and burns it and reduces it to nothing. Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.